Blog Talk Radio.
Please learn more about Freedomizer Radio by going to freedomizerradio.com and also Facebook us right at freedomizerradio.com. Catch you there.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
Play on, play that. Play on, play that. Yo, Drink drops the verse.
I like the way you grow with no pesticides. I got to box it up. I like the way you grow with so locally. I got to box it up. Like the way you grow with no GMOs. I like the way you twerk it, no diggity, no doubt.
We've got squash and peas, pollinator a pack for all your bees. Melons you wanna squeeze, yes please, yes please.
Search YouTube for Freaks of the Garden, peacefulbelly.com. Support your local organic farmer.
Hey guys, it's Angel here on Barefoot is Legal Radio. Calling in or talking to you guys for another week on the barefoot lifestyle and how it is definitely legal. We have place for you guys to call in. Our phone number is 347-324-3704. Just push the 1 if you want to chat with me, and we can talk all sorts of barefoot things. Had a really good week going out and about. Was able to do some things to start spreading how it is legal to go barefoot. Not only is it legal, it's actually good for our health, and even more than that, it's enjoyable. And with how much stress we have in our lives, little things make the difference. So if going barefoot makes you feel good, do it. It's something that can help reduce stress. I really hope that we have some people that are excited about the barefoot lifestyle that can call and chat. But right now I want to talk about some things that I read on the internet. And it's talking about how in over in England, they are doing research that says school children who attend their lessons without wearing shoes actually get better grades and they behave better. I've been reading things that say there's less bullying when there's no shoes. So even in our education system, if we can bring the barefoot lifestyle in for our children, I think we'll find that it works better. We might be able to get back our higher test scores. It's the little things. Here again, little things. School's hard. I mean, these kids, they go through so much nowadays, so much pressure. Why have to add the uncomfort, the discomfort of shoes? So that's one topic that I've been really interested in and found it quite fascinating. I homeschooled my kids, so they obviously went to school without shoes. But for kids who do have to go to public or private schools, it is an option that they're finding works really well. They came about this looking at it because in Scandinavian countries, the children generally have to leave their shoes outside the door because they're wet from snow. So it was actually a really exciting study, and I hope that you guys can, you know, maybe check that out and see what you think. I would encourage you, if you're new to the barefoot lifestyle, check out barefootislegal.org. Again, that's barefootislegal.org. There's some really good information on there. If you're needing letters from the health departments regarding bare feet, we have a few states up and more going up as we get them. We have a new design on the website, which looks really great. There's ways to connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. So please give us a call. You know, check us out online. It's really good. I started going barefoot when my son was asked to leave our public library. That was just so upsetting to me that he's lived his whole life barefoot. He's a respectful young man. He's quiet. He does a lot of studying. And they asked him to leave just because it made other people uncomfortable. So I started going barefoot. And I realized how much discrimination there is out there for people who choose to be different in little things. Shoes being obviously the one we're discussing on this show. So I chose to go barefoot. In solidarity with my son, it's been exciting. And a lot of good has happened. We live in a very repressed community. We're used to the west coast of Oregon, and we're now on the east, which tends to be more repressed than the west coast. And we've experienced more discrimination here than I thought we would. It's been amazing. But we've also found that people are really willing to learn if we take the time to educate with respect and kindness. We've seen improvement where we couldn't go into one of our local stores, one of two local stores for hardware. We couldn't go into it when we were barefoot, and through education, we now can go into it barefoot. It's been really exciting. Hi, Proof, you're on the line. How you doing today?
Doing okay. I didn't realize I didn't press the one button. I'm sitting here wondering when you're going to let me in.
Oh, sorry.
That's my own fault. I'm like, oh, I didn't press one.
So how you doing? How's your week been?
It's been okay. I took a few days off of my day job and then went back to work Thursday and just worked a lot on trying to get our group organized. Since we have a ton
of
new members, I enjoy reaching out to new members and trying to understand what we can do to make ourselves bigger and better.
Yeah. There's been a lot of growth this last week on the Facebook page. It's been very exciting to watch.
Right. Well, like I've said plenty of times, that there's millions of us out there. It's just that we have not led them to our water just yet. But almost every family has somebody that will believe in us and enjoy us.
That is true.
It's just a matter of reaching out.
We've got to overcome the brainwashing that has been done through corporate America and the billion-dollar industry of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, it'll be exciting.
Right, and even... there's a farmer's market out here on Saturday, and I've actually sat at a table before, and I'll just have a snack or lunch or something, and people will come up because there's only two or three tables, and they'll come up to me, and they'll start a conversation, and I have my box of flyers, and they start a conversation that I... If I notice that they're wearing flip-flops, I will ask them if they've heard of our group before, and I'll work a conversation in. And it's just funny how so many people are interested.
There is a lot of people interested. I went over to Idaho with my mom this last week, and
mm-hmm.
I had to go into the gas station. I got a little lost, so I went into the gas station and asked for directions. And as I'm going in, this lady comes out, and she's like, "Oh, you are so brave. I wish I could do that." I was like, "You can. It's so much more comfortable, and it's legal." So hopefully we have a convert.
Probably not. People say that, then the very next day they go back to what they were doing. I don't know why that is.
Yeah. That's an interesting thing that we do as humans.
Yeah, I wish I could, like they are living a 12-year sentence or something.
Yeah.
It's like people in my house saying, "Boy, I wish I can go in my backyard and see the grass." Well, why can't you?
Yeah, nothing's stopping you.
I wish I could eat dinner. It's almost the same concept. I wish I could breathe.
Yeah. It's as natural as living, and we've forgotten it. We've been taught and programmed for so long, because as humans, we want to conform to society for the most part, or with our chosen group of people, but we've forgotten that our first state, where the way we came originally, is without shoes. And we forget that. We think that we're weak, we're incapable of living without shoes, and that's not the case.
Well, the reason why is that most families, we grew up with our parents and our family, and whether it's teachers, friends, whatever, we're told constantly about how it's illegal or unhealthy or unsafe or whatever. And most of us have to wear something from right after the morning shower until right when we go to bed.
Yeah.
Especially in your own house, which I find to just be all kinds of nasty.
I know. It is. And so uncomfortable. You've got to have a place where you can relax, even if it is just at home. But I've had people ask me with my son when he was younger, "Aren't you worried that he'll get parasites?" Well, no, I'm not
mm-hmm.
worried about it. It's a fact of life that we may run into that because we touch something with our hands or our feet, but it's no more likely with our feet than with our hands.
Right.
You
and
know.
If you go walking into a park, most people are not going to wear a hat. They might wear a tank top and they'll wear shorts. And they think just because they have a slab of rubber under their foot that all of a sudden all these bugs are not going to find them because they have a slab of rubber underneath them.
If anything, we're weakening our immune. My theory is we're weakening our immune system by not letting our body do what it's designed to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got to. The body is amazing. If you've looked at anatomy or biology, it's amazing. It's designed to combat viruses, bacteria, all these things that we use lotions and creams and cover ourselves up with from head to toe. Our body was designed to do that for thousands of years before we invented this stuff. So, I think we're just scared of nothing.
Right, and even so, if you are going on a walk or whatever, and you're worried about bugs, there's essential oils that you could put on your body that even wards them off.
Yes, there is. Many of them.
Yeah, like, for example, bugs can't stand smells like mint, oregano, cinnamon, cayenne pepper, lavender, among others. They don't like those smells. So
no, they don't.
They will stay away from them.
And the exciting thing is by using those instead of maybe some of the man-made, you know, man-made stuff to, I don't know what they're called, the chemicals that keep the bugs away, the bug sprays and stuff.
Yeah.
By using the essential oils instead of that, you're not harming your body's own natural balance that it needs to stay healthy. Whereas the bug sprays, they're just indiscriminate killers. It's going to harm you as well as the bugs.
Right, and
yeah.
You get these people that are so scared of anything remotely related to our lifestyle, and they tell us, well, you're going to get bugs. I'm 43 years old. I've lived a few times in my life already. It's not like I've never gone to school and found out what a bug is.
Yeah.
Or you'll step on glass. Yeah, like I've never heard of glass before. I'm 43 and a half years old, and I've never heard of glass.
Yeah. When my kids were younger, they would play in the woods, not, you know, just in the little neighborhood woods with their friends. And I would remember more times that the neighborhood kids would come out crying because a nail or something went through their shoe and punctured their foot. And my kids are just traipsing around barefooted, avoiding that stuff because they've learned how to watch. They're not getting hurt from it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and then they dump it down and they say, well, see, that's the reason why you need to wear shoes. Because this nail went through this kid's shoe and he hurt his foot. Well, obviously the shoe didn't do anything.
No, it didn't. If anything, all that rubber and everything that it went through on the way into the foot is going to be more harmful than just if you tripped over it.
Hey, I don't know if you saw any of the news articles. I'm trying to figure out what to do with our business page because our business page has almost 8,000 members.
Yeah.
Our group has about maybe 3,200. And I'm trying to put more news articles in the news feed on the business page so that more people can share stuff.
Yeah.
There are studies that show that schools where kids are allowed to have their shoes off at their desk end up having better test results and stuff.
I was just reading about that. It's very exciting.
Which is weird because every school, not every school, but there's a ton of schools that if you're caught doing that in your classroom, you can get yelled at, detention, sent to the principal's office. It's just crazy, but yet people that do that tend to do better.
Yeah.
It's like it's more about conformity than how educated someone is.
You know, that reminds me of a song that I listened to, you know, about it's not the education, it's about the drones, getting drones out into the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And kids have it so hard anyways at school. They've got so much they have to learn so fast. You know, even kids compared to when I was in school have to learn so much faster. Mm-hmm. You know, why make them be uncomfortable? Why bind their feet? Why put more restrictions on them when they've got so much more they have to do? You know, and they're, this generation, it's an amazingly bright bunch of kids, and yet we hamper them with so many things that are unnecessary.
Right, and the average person has no clue why they even do that. It's just, well, this is what my father said, or this is what my mom said, or this is what my grandmother told us.
Yeah. My grandma would say, told me that when she was a little girl, her mom would kick the kids out of the house first thing in the morning without shoes, and at night they would have to wash their feet before they went to bed, and that was that. You know,
yeah.
And then now I was reading an article that I found on our Facebook page that talked about a newspaper man who got done with his work early, so he went out barefooted. And it felt so good, but then he drove around town, and even the kids outside playing were wearing shoes.
Right.
And it's just a couple generations, so much has changed as far as what's socially acceptable. You know, you can go topless if you're a man. In my state, women can too. It's not as common, but you can. But if you go without shoes, it's almost like you're breaking an unspeakable sin. One of the seven deadlies, almost, as far as social acceptance goes.
Yeah, I really don't want to be graphic, but it's almost like showing your penis to the world.
Yeah. Except for that would be covered under freedom of speech and protected clause, whereas feet, not so much.
Right. Yeah, because all you have to do nowadays is say you identify with the opposite gender, and, oh, okay.
Well, I identify with, evolution, I identify with my primate ancestor, so I need to go barefoot. There, we've got it covered. Okay, maybe not.
But I just think, though, that for our group, it's important to get in our similar mindset, because I just think if we have a spirited effort where we try to we do what has proven to have worked so far, and we're definitely open to everyone else's suggestions, but I just want to see people doing things that, for example, I have what was called the conversation starter. And out of 14 people that have done it, 13 have brought in at least one member. One person had only like 68 friends or something, and they weren't able to convince their one friend that said something to join us. But other than that, I think one person brought in 12 people.
Oh, my goodness.
So if everybody was to do that, and then that post might go viral and bring other people in.
That
then I think we're doing the right thing.
Is that one you have up on the Facebook page? Or on the group page? Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so it's just basically asking if there's anybody that feels like us, and I show a picture of someone wearing those topless sandals. And excuse me. And I ask, is anybody just like us? And then someone will go out there and say, yes, I feel like that also. It's proven to be extremely effective. People you never would have suspected. And it's not spamming. It's the thing is, if you just put a link somewhere, people aren't going to look at it. But if you ask them a question and engage them, and they say, yes, I feel like that, then you can in turn say, well, if you feel like I do, then please check this out. And then, and then they do it. But otherwise, they consider it spam, and they just walk right past it.
Yeah. And with all of our technology that we have, Facebook and all these other things, people still need the contact with their friends and with their peers, family and whatnot, not just a picture or a link. So it's a great conversation starter.
Right, because I've seen other people, and all they write is, are you interested in joining our group? And then they put the link. No, they're not interested. You haven't given them a reason to be interested yet.
Yeah.
Now, it's like, hey, Angel, did you want to see that movie about Dr. Shizui?
Who?
Exactly. That's my point. Like, if I told you about this guy and built it up and said, hey, the movie's coming out next week, I think you should go see it with me, then you might say yes. But if you just put a link in somebody's face, we're used to just telling everybody we're not interested all day long, and you don't want to ask people if they're interested. You get a conversation going where people find themselves interested. They talk themselves into being interested, and you don't have to do a thing about it except get them talking.
Yeah.
And that's a big difference, and that's why I've been so successful, whether it was the old group or whether it's this group. It's just about being human. You're not spamming. You're sharing information with somebody that's like-minded.
That is true.
And that's why I have no problem speaking in public, where most people would either be too scared or when they talk, they will sound like a creep because they have no idea what they're talking about. But
yeah.
I got that on lockdown. But I just think, though, that it is just easy to just bring your friends in, because if you can't tell your friends and your family about what you're interested in, then what can you talk to them about?
That is true. You've got to have people that you can communicate your interest. Even if it's just one or two people. You know, I have a large family. And even if it's just one or two people that are interested in your family, they're going to know one or two more people, and they're going to know. And it's just going to ripple across the internet.
Right. And I have to admit, though, I'm gonna say behind the scenes and now in public, I guess, I'm kind of hating. I realized I got a little disappointed and mildly upset.
What happened?
Oh, the other group that I got kicked out of last year, before we started our own group here,
Yeah. They
picked up about 1,500 members by doing absolutely nothing. And we grabbed about 1,800, and I had to cut and paste and talk to people and engage them, and we had to do groups. We had to do booth rentals and things like that. But because of the error on the flyer, people are just walking in and joining the other group, and they think it's because they're so awesome.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Not because of anything we did by accident that helped them and not us, but
yeah.
They feel as though they're entitled and privileged, and people just happen to go to them because they're doing all the right things. Just makes me mad for all that hard work. It's like one
yeah.
for you, one for me. It's kind of like taxing, I guess. It's like there's a tax where for every 1.5 members that join me, I have to give one back to the state.
Yeah.
It's just frustrating. I'm not arguing. It's just I just wish I could reach those people, because the other group doesn't believe in activism and doesn't want anyone to know about what they're doing. It's almost like a secret group. And I'm all about the cause and trying to spread the word and stuff. And for a group that doesn't want growth, and now they have it, I wonder if they're actually mad.
But, you know, if a person's really interested in the activism and that's their personality, they're gonna start looking for ways to be an activist, and will hopefully find us.
Because otherwise they see nothing's going on, and oh, these people are a bunch of games, and then they just leave, and then they don't find anybody.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just taking it too seriously. I don't know, but I saw that, and I was kind of beside myself. I don't mind them getting some traffic, but not 80% of what I bring in.
Yeah, that would be frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be really hard to deal with. Has that been? Were you guys able to fix the flyer?
Well, we fixed it for future use, but for those that shared it and shared it and shared it and shared it again, once it gets shared, you can't go backwards and in the Wayback Machine and fix it. Once the picture's out there, it's out there.
That is true. The internet is forever in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's, yeah, but there is a lot of growth going on. There's one thing on the Facebook page that I really appreciate, and that's the Barefoot Business Packet.
Okay.
I don't know if you've seen that one.
Yeah, I saw it, but I haven't.
If you have a
with
smartphone,
it.
Or even if you can print them out and keep them with you, I choose not to carry a cell phone. I think it's more like keeping me like a dog on a leash, and I don't want that when I go out. But if you have a smartphone or you can carry around papers with you, it has it instructs you on how to download the health department letters. It has a bookmark for Barefoot is Legal and just gives it really great advice on how to take appropriate action when somebody confronts you erroneously about the laws that or the non-existent laws about wearing shoes. It's a really great resource. I mean, it's an excellent resource.
Okay. I'm just trying to see if anybody in our group that, because people are posting on a regular basis, I'm just trying to see if I could corral people into calling in.
Well, while you're doing that, it's been pretty much 30 minutes. Why don't we take a commercial break?
Okay, yeah, no problem. I'll let you handle that. I'll be here.
Okay. Guys, we'll be back in a few minutes after, a few commercials.
Did you know most Americans know nothing or very little about the legal system? I am the Rose Colombo, longtime legal activist, legal coach, legal advocate, and the author of Fight Back Legal Abuse, Irwin Award winner, and also my latest political satire, Obamacare Dinosaur Redneck and Radical, a political satire exposing the evil agendas of Obamacare and redistribution of wealth that leaves you with a thought-provoking ending. Will mankind survive, or will the U.S. natural-born citizen become extinct? It's available at Amazon.com. You can also visit my website at www.fightbacklegalabuse.com for more information. So order your copy today and empower yourself with knowledge before injustices come knocking on your back door unexpectedly.
Vaccines are required for students, employees, immigrants, military members, and international travel. Do you know how to legally avoid them? This is vaccine rights attorney and Freedomizer radio host Alan Phillips. My vaccine exemption ebook can help you avoid the mistakes that have cost others their exemption rights. Get the authoritative guide to vaccine legal exemption, an ebook available at freedomizerradio.com and vaccinerights.com.
Let freedom ring throughout the land.
This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. Warriors, you are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Read about it in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign is a monthly 24-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about life during wartime in the age of Obama. Warriors, keep to date every month. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available at newsstands everywhere. This alert is for all you boppers out there in the big city, all you street people with an ear for the action. This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. This is Mercy. Mine will be the last voice you will ever hear. Don't be alarmed.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at SerenityRug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's SerenityRug.com. Mm.
Hey guys, we're back on the air. I hope you enjoyed those commercials.
Oh, they were more fun than 17 Disneylands.
Okay, we'll go with that. Another article we had on our Facebook page that I found interesting. There was two of them on car accidents because of flip-flops.
Yeah.
I'm actually looking at the one. The other one involved a death, so I don't really want to go too deep on that. It's a beautiful day, and I don't want to go too deep on that right now unless anybody else wants to do. But this one was a lady had a pedicure done, which I think is great. Pedicures are fun. Encourage them. Mm-hmm. But she was wearing these flip-flops and ended up smashing through a gym wall. Four people ended up in her car. She ran her car through the wall. And four people ended up going to the hospital because of that. And I'm just amazed that people will still insist that because I drive barefoot, it's going to be dangerous. I can cause an accident. When the
right.
proof is there's more accidents caused by flip-flops and other such nonsense shoes than there are people being barefoot. It was just a very incredibly sad story. Yeah.
Well, most people think it's illegal, and even so, they've never tried it, so therefore, it's like trying a new fruit or vegetable for the first time. It's like I bought yellow watermelon. Have you ever eaten yellow watermelon before, Angel?
No, I have not.
Most people would not try it because of the fact it's yellow and not red on the inside.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah. It's not a GMO or anything like that. It's there's yellow, orange, pink, and red fruit on the inside. And the thing is because it's different, people are not willing to hear it or look at it or anything. And it's the same concept.
We get our blinders on. We can only do the thing that we're accustomed to. That would make sense with, we do that with everything. You know, I only go to this store. Well, for me that's true because we only have one grocery store in our town, and I don't always want to drive an hour away to get to a different grocery store. But I remember when I lived in Eugene, I only went to a few stores because that was my habit. I had to get into the habit of trying something new. So hopefully we can encourage people to try something new with going shoeless.
Well, one thing that I've recommended for people that are brand new is try a different grocery store, a different restaurant, either on the other side of town or the next side, next town over, or someplace you've never gone to. This way, you don't have your local stores or whatever that you're used to. Just try something new, and if you are successful, then you found a new place. If you're scared and they found you and evicted you, then you weren't usually shopping there anyway, so it wasn't like you lost anything. You're just finding new places.
That's true.
But that's, or if you say you're trying to lose weight and someone talks you into going to Baskin-Robbins, then if they evict you, then you know it wasn't meant to be.
Well, you know, that's one way to say it.
Well, how else, because people are saying I'm too scared to try, well then, how are you going to know if you like it or don't if you don't try it? Because one of my things is I don't really push people where you have to do this and you have to do that. But at some point, if you're in the group for 2 years and you've never done it once, then why are you there?
Yeah. So maybe we can get a list of things to try starting small. You know, go out on your front yard barefoot, or your backyard, you know, whatever. Visit with your neighbor over the fence barefoot. Walk down the block. Get your mail barefoot. Anything like that, just starting little. I'm sure if we put our heads together, we can come up with a lot of ideas of just little things to try.
Well, the front and backyard, I consider that to just be the same as your house, so level one for me is more or less getting off your property.
Yeah. Sorry, I've dealt with a lot of people with social anxiety who have a hard time leaving the house. So that's why I say it that way. Yeah.
But the first way to do it is to just stop thinking you need to wear sneakers everywhere. And whenever you sit in a restaurant or something, you have your flip-flops and you just kick them off and sit Indian style in your chair or something. Just get used to the habit of not having them on.
Another fun thing when you're in restaurants.
Yeah, go ahead.
In restaurants that I know I do before I took my shoes off and left them in the house, my feet would be out, and I would enjoy the different textures under the table. So the way that the metal bar feels, it's holding the table up, the seat across from me. I had toddlers with me at the time, so playing tag under the table with your feet is a fun thing to do. And just get used to the little activities. It makes, one, being in a restaurant so much more fun, and two, it just gets you used to the different textures that you're going to encounter in the world.
Well, and for most people, that would be like the scariest thing ever because they think they're going to get yelled at.
There are worse things in life.
What most people don't realize is, and I need to make a meme for this and see if this will go viral. If it was illegal, then every Japanese restaurant, the feds would come in and raid them every single day.
Yeah. And they don't.
But that's the reason, and people even think it's illegal with the flip-flop straps to put your toes over the stupid little strap. Because, then someone's going to yell at me and kick me out.
Like I was saying before, I've discovered that most people, not all of them, there's a few people who are just absolute militant and won't budge. But most people, if we can speak with respect and politeness, most people will say, oh, I didn't know that. Thank you. Go ahead and finish your business. You have a few people who will get upset and just refuse to budge, and I've dealt with them. There are ways to go around them. but for the most part, people just, they want to learn, they want to communicate, and they want to work with you. They just want to know that they're not going to get in trouble.
Oh, wow. Okay. No, I'm just reading something on my spy book that has nothing to do with our show.
Oh, cool.
That's all. So, anyway, we were talking about the accidents. And that's very common still, and I was sharing in our group earlier that I hope our veteran members now know what I've been saying for years, is that most people out there think it's illegal, and I've been told, oh, no, they don't. They don't think it's illegal. They just hate us. It's not that that's it. And as evidence, we had 3.2 million likes on that stupid flyer a couple weeks ago, and people were down there commenting that, oh, well, if it wasn't illegal, I would do it, but my mom told me it's illegal, otherwise I would do it. And just seeing one comment after another, it's illegal in my state, or I don't want a ticket, and you don't know what you're talking about, and things like that. It's just one right after another, so
yeah.
I hope people realize the challenge is trying to reach the masses about the legalities.
That is true. And, you know, even things as simple as, you know, I don't want a ticket. Well, if you're not doing something like speeding or unsafe lane changes or whatever, the cops aren't going to pull you over just to check your feet.
And even so, there's no law against it anyway.
There's no law against it anyways, but They're just not pulling people over to check what they're wearing. It's not what we do, thankfully.
Right, I get that. I'm hopeful that we can educate more people, and I guess if we just had something that went viral every month, it would be a lot easier. But unfortunately, I look at that like in the music business, you have one-hit wonders. And we had our one hit with the 3.2 million likes on one flyer. The trick is, can we get another hit? Because right now, we're the Macarena, or we're Lou Vega's Mambo Number 5. We had one big thing that pushed us to having membership. Can we do that again?
There's been quite a few interesting memes that have popped up, and I'm hoping some of them go viral. There was one that I've seen on our Facebook page several times in the last week. And it's a picture of one person is barefoot and the other person's in heels. And it asks, when did this become crazy and the other become socially acceptable? So that's an interesting.
Yeah,
that one's come up a couple
of
times.
On that. What I need to start doing is going through them and doing a cut and paste and giving people our Facebook group.
Okay.
I think we could be somewhat effective with that.
I think it would be effective.
Mm-hmm. I do think that the shoes for that picture need to be a little more crazy, though.
Oh, I thought they were pretty darn crazy myself.
Well, they're just a regular pair of high heels. You need to get something that almost nobody would be caught wearing.
Yeah.
Or, for that
There's
matter, you can have a picture of the topless sandals that would be normal, and not wearing anything would be weird.
Yeah.
I am horrible at making memes, though. I could think of funny stuff, but as far as finding pictures, I don't even know how to put two pictures together into a meme to make something like that happen. In my Photoshop, I lost my license. It expired, and I need to get with my wife because she's an educator, and she can get that stuff on discount, so I need to get with her.
Oh, nice. My son's studying graphic design, and learning how to do cartoons and stuff on Blender and Unity. And so he has all that stuff.
Okay.
I don't mess with it. I look at it and say, yeah, that's not my interest. You have fun.
Well, a few years ago, and this site just opened up again, and I would love to get involved. But there's a site online called normal.com where you can create cartoons.
Really?
And, yeah. And so if enough people were able to pitch in on the $3 a month, I could afford to get us an account, and we can create cartoons to promote our cause.
That'd be really cool.
I just try to think outside the box, and I sit here, or I sit at work, or in my car, or whatever, and I constantly think, what can I do to grow us?
Yeah. To keep it, we need to think of ways to, I agree with keep thinking of ways to keep our momentum, our upward momentum going.
Mm-hmm.
This last week has been crazy. I share a computer with my family, and my mom's like, you've got another person asking to join. You've got another person asking to join. And she's just amazed. And so I agree, we do need to find ways to keep that momentum.
Hey,
on the upward.
We had a slow compared to last week.
I'm sorry, I did not hear you.
No, we had a slow week compared to last week.
Yeah. Well, she was just amazed. She was sick the last week, and she was just amazed that this is going on.
So where was she at on the fence here? Is she for us or against us?
She is for it, actually. She wears shoes out and about. She has foot problems. She wears shoes out and about, but in the house she goes barefoot. But she doesn't leave the house too much. She's at an age where she prefers to stay home. But she's very supportive. She's, you know, when I would fight with my youngest before I just jumped full force and supporting him, she'd say, stop fighting with him. There's more important things in life than shoes. It's more important that he's loved. It's more important that he's healthy. Don't fight with him on shoes. So she's been a big supporter.
That one thing you can do to get her started, Dr. Mercola put out an article and a nice documentary on grounding. Maybe you could take her to the park and just go for a 20-minute walk.
That would be good. Right now she walks in the pool because it's difficult for her on dry land. So that's what we do. But she does, like I said, she goes around the house barefooted, or if she sits outside, she'll have her shoes off. Because
with the grounding and the vitamin D, maybe it's worth it to just take her to the park and tell her to leave her shoes at home and just go have a picnic in the park and just go sit in the grass.
Yeah.
And if she can walk for 5 minutes, then excellent. If not, just make sure there's no clouds or chemtrails that day and make sure it's a nice clear day and she can partake.
That is true. We have her right by a great big window in the house for her spot that just lets in all the beautiful sun, but we get her out as often as she fills up to it.
Okay. Hey, we have a caller. Do you want to bring them in?
Yeah, let's do that.
And by the way, another one joining us right now on the other side. So, yeah, we just picked up another member.
Hi.
Hey, Miss Angela, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Everything's fine. This is Kevin.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
I'm fine. You know. Yeah, you know what? Because I'm actually enjoying this spring weather is like 80 something degrees here in Virginia Beach. Just absolutely lovely.
Nice. It's a beautiful day where I'm at.
Yeah, I bet. You know, matter of fact, got a short story for y'all. This past Tuesday, here in Norfolk, I went to WWE SmackDown. You know, and now I guess because of some terrorist threats or whatever, you know, they got the metal detectors out and patting people down and stuff. But you know, I was like, hey, it's cool. You know, so I'm on my way to the ticket area, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Got all the employees and a couple of security guards, you know what I'm saying? They're scanning me down, get my ticket, you know, don't say nothing. So then I go inside. It's downstairs. So I go inside, and I'm trying to figure out which direction to go, because I usually don't go down that far. So I get in, and I go up to this female. I go over to this female employee, and I'm trying to figure out. I asked her, "Which way do I go?" You know, right out of the bat, she was like, "Where are your shoes?"
Yeah.
So basically, I gave her just a blank stare. You know what I'm saying? I ain't come up with my usual response. Just give her a blank stare. You know.
Yeah.
Then she says, "Well, you need to have shoes. Why?" She was like, you know, this has got to be the excuse of all excuses, right? She says the reason why I need shoes is because, oh, it's private property. If we gotta wear shoes, you gotta wear shoes.
Oh wow.
I was like, okay, I'll be right back. So here's what I did. I went upstairs, stood in the long line, right? And of course, I had to go through the patting down, the metal detector thing again. You know, they said nothing. Got my ticket scanned. He said nothing, and I went right on in.
Mm-hmm.
And had a nice time for those 3 hours.
Oh,
so,
fun.
So you mean to tell me that I have to wear shoes because the employees got to wear shoes because it's private property? Now, of course, I would have like, you know, gave them, you know, told them this and told them that and junk like that, but I just wanted to get to my seat because the show was about to start.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm like, when I heard that, I was like, I'm like, in my mind, like, you got to be kidding me, right? You know, last time I checked, you know, this is a sporting event. You know, since when fans have to wear shoes because the employees have to wear shoes, private property or no private property, you know, and more than likely, you know, now she was the only one that says something. Everybody else just like, you know, I'm sure, I don't know if they noticed or not, or they saw it or not. Now, when I got scanned, you know, with the hand metal detector, I'm pretty sure the dude noticed or did not notice I didn't have shoes on, but didn't say anything, and it let me be. So why is it you get that? You still get that? This is what we've been talking about all along. Why is it you get that one employee that says something, but everybody else doesn't? You know, trying to deny me entry to a sporting event just based on your own belief, which I just like did not even understand it at all. But I wasn't about to go back to my car.
Hey, wait,
and
you
grab
should
a
try
beer.
This to a gymnastics event.
I know, right? That shh, nobody ain't gonna say nothing. Then, you know, it just throws me. Now, out of all the excuses that we have heard as the people trying to throw people out, this one has got to be the best. Gotta be the best excuse I've ever heard. Like, wow, it's private property. If we gotta wear shoes, you gotta wear shoes. Wow, that is like you trying to tell me that OSHA changed its rules?
It almost makes you want to ask, are you gonna pay me to wear shoes? You're getting paid to be here. Are you gonna pay me to wear shoes? Yeah.
And you know, and this I already have my ticket and everything because I'm military. I get in free, so
right.
I didn't feel like, you know, I just, like I said, the show was about to start. I just wanted to get to my seat.
Yeah.
You know, so I, like I said, I went back upstairs and I got through. So basically, it was like, aha, I'm probably, like, in my mind, I'm laughing at her face because I got through. Nobody else said nothing besides you. You know, and I bet that if I were to ask her, well, can you provide proof or any documentation that says that, she wouldn't have been able to come up with that, guaranteed.
Yeah.
Right, but at the same time, though, I've learned a lot of times it's not even worth trying to sit there and argue. That's why I came up with my own direction on how to do things, because why sit and argue with somebody that's making $11 an hour once in a while when there's an event, when I can do something better with my time?
Yeah, because I mean, like I say, it's a sporting event, you know, where you go into a football game, basketball game, hockey game, or wherever, dude, they are really not going to care, you know, if you wear shoes or not. I don't think. Remember, actually, most employees don't care, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to ask for a manager or somebody in charge. You know what I'm saying? Because there's too many people, and it's a huge stadium, and you're gonna have a hard time trying to find them. You know, so it's a sporting event. You know, we're there to have fun, not to get hassled by not having shoes. You know, and matter of fact, the last time I went to this event, I got denied entry by one employee, again a female employee, you know. So what I did, I went back to my car, and I got my bare bottom shoes, and I went right on in. You know, bare bottoms, for those listeners who don't know, bare bottoms are soleless shoes. You know, so but I mean I'm not wasn't understanding her way of thinking. But hey, well, it's been a good week for me. I'm enjoying a 3-day Memorial Day weekend. So, I mean, 3 days off of work with no shoes on.
Ooh, you are lucky.
Yeah, tell me about it. You know, I just hate the fact that, you know, that, yeah, I got to wear these boots, you know, for work because it's part of my uniform. But hey, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, and today is like, yeah, if you really want that job that you really need to put some money in your pocket, yeah, you will go to the interview, you know, with some type of shoes on.
That is true.
Yeah, most definitely. And of course, and still today, even on the Barefoot is Legal page or whatever, we're still seeing stories of people saying, oh, this is my first barefoot in public trip, or this is my first time going in barefoot in a store, and nobody said nothing. And I'd be like, great, do more.
Yeah.
You know, so for those listeners out there who are just starting, you know, hey, I say take it slow, because it's not a rush. You know, you have to ease into it. You know what I'm saying? Because I would say start at small places like let's say a laundromat. Start at a laundromat. And then build up from there, you know, because a lot of people are still nervous about going in barefoot in public for the first time, and that's normal. So I read all these feel good stories.
Mm-hmm. They're exciting to read. Yeah.
Yes, they are. And as much as we'd like to continue this conversation, but it's time to take a break.
Oh, you know the show, I guess, huh?
Yes, I do.
Well, thank you for introducing our break time.
Are you sticking around, Kevin, or are you out?
Yeah. I'm sticking around. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
All right.
Okay, here's our first commercial.
Did you know most Americans know nothing or very little about the legal system? I am the Rose Colombo, longtime legal activist, legal coach, legal.
U.S. trade negotiators are pushing to complete the TPP this year. They're trying to keep it under the radar. The best way to stop the TPP is to drag it into the light of day. Right now, negotiators have appointed approximately 600 corporate lobbyists to serve as cleared advisors on the TPP, while refusing to release any of their negotiating proposals for public review. The corporate media is unlikely to inform the public about the TPP. We need to do it ourselves.
Hi, everyone. This is the Rose Colombo. Be sure to tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10:30 to noon Pacific Daylight Time and 1:30 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Justice Club on Freedomizer Radio. Grab a snack, grab a latte, grab a friend, or grab a stranger. I've been on the front lines for 25 years, and I've been labeled as the crusader for equal rights by the media many times. So join my crusade on the Justice Club at Freedomizer Radio every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10:30 to noon Pacific Daylight Time and 1:30 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Hey, Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative, weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together. Right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Things seem to be going wrong in the world today. Every aspect of our lives seems to be under attack sometimes. Many struggle to make sense out of it. What is really going on? Identifying the problem is critical to any solution. Many people claim to have answers. But what is the truth? What works? What has worked in the past? History does repeat itself, and you must learn from it. You have choices. We cannot change the course of history, but we may change our role in it. All roads lead to Rome. All roads lead to the kingdom of God. The question is, which way are you going? Join us to make sense out of it all in the Sabbath hour at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an iconoclastic look at the world yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and hear about the keys of the kingdom.
Okay, we're back we're just back on the air and talking about, of course, being barefoot. Hi, guys. Can you, you're welcome to be on if you would like.
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, I think I'm here.
Awesome. I used to be very liberal, but my family is very conservative, and I've been looking at things on the news, well, online news, and I've been wondering how can we bring so that there's more unity between the conservative and the liberal aspects of our nation, because we always like to say it's the other guy's fault, But you gotta divide the people to conquer, to lose our freedom. We have to be fighting with each other, not actually looking at what's really going on. And I think as I've been doing this barefoot thing, I've been able to talk to more people. I've been able to work with people. And I kind of wonder if maybe we can't use something as simple as being barefoot as a way to bring conservative and liberal together. I know on the Facebook page there's people from all walks of life, Christian, pagan, atheist, whatever. And it's really exciting to see how they can all work together to be barefoot. And so I'm looking at this going, how can we make this grow from we work together for this one issue? How can we find more issues like this? And maybe this is a good start that we can help bring back maybe some more unity in our nation. This, I know, kind of dorky, but that's kind of where I've been thinking, and my heart's been working on this last week. How can we bring more unity by being bare feet or by working together? That's kind of where I've been.
Well, I don't know how to word this properly, I guess, except I'm a libertarian.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that I give every libertarian a vote, but as far as policies go, I'm more or less in the form of you can do whatever you want as long as you don't infringe on my rights.
Yeah.
I know that mainly people that are not like us want us to conform to them, and instead of taking a second to learn what we do, they just find it easier to condemn and things like that. I don't know. All I can do is try and grow our movement. I don't really have an angle otherwise than just to show this to everybody and see who joins us.
Yeah.
I know I didn't answer your question, and I don't know if I ever did or if I ever would be able to answer.
I think for me the most exciting thing is to read about all the different lifestyles that we have in our group, and there's still such a unity of purpose, and it's pretty exciting. Well, it's nice to see.
Oh yeah, there's no arguing. There's no bickering. There's no different factions of the group that think they're better than everybody else.
Yeah.
I think this might be my favorite group of all time that I've ever been a part of.
It is a nice group.
Kevin,
I've met a few others.
I don't know if you see a difference between our groups and other groups that are similar, but you don't see arguing and bickering at all in our group.
No, there hasn't been.
I think Kevin might be indisposed right now.
Okay.
No, I'm good.
I don't know if you heard me, Kevin. I was saying that our group in particular, we were talking about unity, and I was sharing that we don't have arguments and different factions of people in our group. It's just all for the cause. Unlike
I heard every word that you're saying,
and you're
exactly correct on that. You know, because there's no need for bickering anyway. Because I mean, let's face it. I think that there are barefooters all over the world. I think.
Yeah.
You know whether we know it or not. I think it's just all over the world, and it's amazing how the Barefoot is Legal group has grown. I think we're at what, maybe over 3,000 something like that members. I think.
Yeah, we're so, going at 3,300 at some point over the next day or so.
Yeah, and that's truly awesome. You know, so it lets me know that there are a lot more barefooters out there than we realize. You know, they haven't come forward, or they haven't found this group or whatever group they decide to join. You know, now of course, you know, when I joined Facebook back in 2009, I believe, you know, and stuff like that. I didn't know, I had no idea that groups like this ever existed. But then again, I wasn't no barefoot at the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so as far as so growing the group, yeah, it was like you've been saying all along, word of mouth, research, flyers, posters, you know, whatever it is, meetups, you know, however we can spread to get the word out, you know, and of course not. We also have to realize that we're not going to bring in everybody. Everybody's not going to be on board because they know. Actually, they will still say, well, you know, it's still gross, it's still dirty, and this and that. You're going to get warts, you're going to get a fungus, and stuff like that. You know, so which is why it's like, well, you know, there's only two ways to go about. One, you should research it first before you say something like that, and two, you know the term, they know the term, don't knock until you tried it. You know, and three, like everybody say, oh, yeah, I wish I could, like you were saying earlier. Well, yeah, well, what's stopping you? There's nobody stopping you. There's no law or health code that's stopping you. You know, saying now if you can't go barefoot in your own home, then something's wrong with that. Something's seriously wrong with that. And I used to be one of those people who would wear some flip flops or something around the house, but now I see that's completely pointless because it's your house. You know, now if I were to go to this may sound strange, now if I were to go to somebody else's house, you know, out of courtesy for them, I would put some shoes on because it's, you know, their house.
I guess I learned differently. I guess unless they physically yelled at me for it, and then I can make my own decision. I just assume they know who I am, and that comes with the territory.
Well, everybody don't perceive going barefoot like we do, you know. And matter of fact,
I don't stress about it. I just show up, and I don't even. I don't worry about what other people say, I guess. I just do it. People have accepted that, I guess. If they don't, then they yell at me, and then I figure it out next time.
Yeah, you know, because matter of fact, I was reading this this story. This person, this female, says that a friend of hers would not let her get into his car unless she puts on shoes.
Right.
You know, she was like, well, you know, it's not dirty. What the bottom of your shoes is more dirty, and he's like, he don't agree with that. So now I'm thinking, and I think we talked about this too. So I'm thinking, how is the bottom of your shoes any cleaner than the bottom of your feet? You know, and we all know that the bottom of your shoes drags in more dirt. You know, and for that matter, nobody scrubs the bottom of your shoes. You know, so and I don't understand the logic that he was thinking about. I'm like really. So, but it's like. It's like and our bare feet, you know, they really don't have that much dirt, I don't think. You know, now of course at the same time, I mean, some people will let their feet get like totally black. You know, and my feet really don't even get to that point. You know, but then again, you'll always find a puddle or in the street or something in freaking to step your foot to the pole, and most of that dirt will come off, you know. And the shift gears into all those and all these stories. I'm still reading a couple of stories that some people still doesn't know that barefoot is legal. You know, and I'm reading this one story that this lady who just joined a group, she said that she did not know that, that it was legal to, you know, drive barefoot and all that other stuff. You know, I mean, the information is so out there, and it has been out there. People need to go find it. You know, at the same time, need to be pointed in the right direction. You know, like I said, she said she didn't know that, that it was legal, you know, to walk barefoot and drive barefoot. So my only question to that person is, well, did you Google it? Because you know that Google leads you to any, yeah, of course, because you know Google leads you to any and all type of websites regarding information that you need. Now she would have known that had she Googled it. But then again, hey, she found this group, and more people are either directly or indirectly finding this group, and they really like it, they really enjoy it. You know, a couple of people here are saying they like this group, they like the encouragement of this group, and stuff like that. So when somebody goes posts a story talking about, I just had my first barefoot outing and whatnot, I'd be like, good job, do more, you know, and everybody else that encourages them to do more is getting is getting comfortable with going barefoot, you know. Forget, look, people still want to stare and, you know, and maybe say this and that, you know, it's whatever, you know what I'm saying? But just be comfortable. You know what I'm saying? When you go into a store, you go in there with confidence. Now, of course, some people still get confronted. Yeah, you know what I mean? Some people still get confronted, you know, which is not normal. I mean, actually, sorry, my bad, which is normal. You know, but heck, you know, it is what it is. You know, because we can educate people. Here's another thing. We can educate people. But we're not going to change everybody's mind. We're not going to get everybody on board, you know, with the barefoot community. You know, it's more like a choice. I believe it's just a choice to live this way or not live this way. You know, because for me, I want to have healthy feet, healthy legs and healthy back, you know, and all that stuff. And I firmly believe that going barefoot is way, way better than wearing shoes. Mm-hmm. You know, and if people think, and people should also be aware that wearing shoes is not a healthy option. You know, I run better barefoot. I run faster barefoot. You know, and going, living the barefoot life is truly the best.
Yes, it is. I've noticed on the lack of pain thing for me, I'm a caregiver, so I do a lot of lifting of people. Since I've gone barefoot, I don't have as much back pain, which is nice. I've spent the last 25 years lifting people, and it's nice not to have as much pain.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people have been having saying that their knee and back and whatever pain has been going away since they've been going barefoot, you know.
Yeah.
and a lot of us who have to work 8, 10, maybe 12 hours a day and shoes, you know, is actually hurting some people. You know what I'm saying? And you know, by the end of the day, they'd be like, oh, I'm glad these shoes are off my feet, because I've been in these shoes for 10 hours and my knees are killing me.
Yeah.
You know, so for me, I mean, I feel that if everybody does research, you know, to find out how to cure a common cold and stuff like that, you know, I mean, going barefoot is one research that nobody really takes the time to do. Nobody takes the time to be like, oh, okay, if going barefoot can heal my knee pain naturally, as opposed to me spending $1,000 going to the doctor, then yeah, I'm willing to try it.
Yeah.
And they'll be surprised at the results.
Well, you know, you hear so many commercials with, you know, scientifically tested for better alignment, for, you know, we've put years of research into designing these shoes. And I think people have stopped trusting their own body and started trusting an outside source saying, oh, well, this is better for me because scientists have said. The scientists said this is better. This is perfect. You know, it's going to make me healthier. And we've forgotten how to listen to nature or, you know, whatever. And it's really sad when you see these people who can't walk right because of wearing their shoes. I know I was
going
there up until a couple weeks ago.
To me, I see going barefoot as like a natural home remedy that's now being discovered. You know what I'm saying? And it's helping these people, helping a lot of people with all these issues that they're having. Now for me, I ain't never had no knee problem, back problem, ankle problem, or anything like that. Never had it in my life, you know. But and running barefoot, you know, I see a complete difference. You know, now people are saying how when they started, they're also saying how they're saying that their balance is better and their posture is better, and stuff like that. Now I have yet to discover that, but I do believe that I just haven't yet discovered it for myself though. You know, because it's almost like when you're standing barefoot, it's almost like you're standing straighter than you are with shoes that has a raised heel.
Yeah.
So I would honestly encourage, I would encourage anybody, you know, I mean give it a shot, you know, to see how good it feels, you know what I mean? Now of course your feet are going to get a little bit dirty, but whatever, you know, that's just part of it, you know. And let's be honest, some people do like dirty feet, you know. But for me, I'm not even into all that. But however, the point is, barefoot is better for our foot health. It's really better for our foot health, and of course we know what earthing does by now, you know. And for me, hey, I still read, I still do my research, even if I can't remember everything. Hey, I still do my research, you know. So I mean. And now people are talking about, yeah, I just came back from a 3-hour walk or something, which that's something that I don't do, but I may start doing it.
What?
No. So. So, but hey, like I said, barefoot is best. People just need to give it a try. But if they don't support it, okay, you know, they don't support it, don't support it. You know, hey, that's fine. You know, there are thousands upon thousands of barefooters out there. As a matter of fact, there are some 24/7 barefooters in the group, I believe. I don't know their names, but I know they're there.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, I'll be like this, if I didn't have the job, actually, no, I'll take that back. If I was self-employed, you know, I would not have a single shoe in my closet. Not even a pair of sandals.
Yeah.
They'd be all gone. Now it, you know, just like everybody else, if I get kicked out of a store, you know, because of their rules, hey, you know, I'll just take my money and my business and go someplace else. You know, and it's amazing how, you know, between Dollar General, Family Dollar, and Dollar Tree. So I go in Dollar Tree, hey, with no issue. because they don't have no sign posted. Family Dollar, they don't have no sign posted, but Dollar General does.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and if anybody really, really, so if there's a Dollar Tree or a Family Dollar in your area, you know, I say go take a trip up there and look around and see if there is a sign. Now, you'll find a sign at Dollar General, but not those other places.
Yeah, I don't ever pay attention to signs anyway, so I just make it my decision as to whether I want to go in there or not.
Yeah, you know, you're right, Proof. That's very, very true. Now, of course, when I do go into a store, I don't go looking for signs. I mean either. You know that most of the places that I've seen don't have a sign. You know, and there are people that do, you know, pay no attention to signs. You know, and yet those employees will be quick to say, it's in our policy. It's posted on a sign. And you'd be like, huh?
And you can say it's
sign.
My policy to give my money to somebody that wants it.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, why would you turn down a customer that is willing to spend their money at your establishment?
Because people are too busy proving that they're right to realize what they're there for. So it's people have egos that feel as though, well, you didn't listen to me, so therefore you're my enemy. And it doesn't matter why they're your enemy. You could be spending $400, which might pay for their whole week's salary, but they don't want to hear that. It's more important for them to prove that they're right. We got about a minute left that the show ends with or without us being ready.
Well, all right then. Like I said, to all the new barefooters that are out there, take it slow. And for those who are just realizing that barefoot is legal, do extensive research. Don't take nobody's word for granted, not no employees. They tell you that's a federal law. You know, that's a lie. OSHA, that's a lie. Do your own research. Educate yourself.
All right, Angel, I guess it's all left for you to lead us out.
Okay. It's been a great time talking with everybody. It's been enjoyable. I hope that you guys can join us again next week when we have another exciting episode talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, I agree. Take it slow. Do what's comfortable. My son told me when I started, if it doesn't feel good, step back and try again another day. But just have fun with this, guys. It's enjoyable. It's probably the best lifestyle we can have. Check us out on Facebook at Barefoot is Legal, and go to our website, too, barefootislegal.org. There's a lot of great information. And until next week, have a great day, have a great week, and enjoy your shoeless life. Bye-bye.